You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, no matter when that may be, because it depends on when you're hearing this. Here in Central Florida, on this Tuesday, I thank you for joining us here today, friends. You are listening to WGOD Radio. You're about to hear from a sermon I just preached the other day at Island Community Church. And I want to say greetings as well to my friends on KCNW, Kansas City area, and WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join me. What everyone is going to hear today is a sermon I just preached last week. I preached it before, 8 or 10 years ago, and once upon a time, I put the word "if" into my computer program, in a Bible computer program, to see what would happen. And I was shocked to see and find out that other than one promise, all of the promises of God are conditional. So I've entitled this sermon, "If and Then." There's one intro. This will play 3 or 4 days. So if you'd like a copy of this, I think hopefully you know the drill by now. Write to me or to make a comment. Maybe you want to comment on that program on the vaccine you heard the other day. Lay it on me. I'd love to hear from you. Paul at WMIEFM.com. Again, let me say it's a bad idea for you to take that virus. You don't know what's in it. It's too darn eerily close to my Revelation chapter 13 that says no one can buy or sell except he that has it. That's enough to have me turn and look the other way. So, but anyway, this will play for the next couple days. If, and then, by the way, the only promise that's not conditional is I will never leave you or forsake you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Here's one from the book of Exodus, from Moses and Pharaoh. Now the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. And he said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, you give ear to his commandments and you keep his statutes, then I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord which healeth thee." If and then. The theme runs from Genesis to Revelation. God's promises to man are conditional. They are dependent on your obedience to Him. Here's one of my own. If you make this book your life and do what it says, then whatsoever you do shall prosper. Try that on for size. Now, for that matter, the word says as much. Listen to this promise God gave to Joshua after Moses had to walk to his own funeral. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, God speaking, this book of the law, that is your Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. All right, now the if is not stated here, but it's certainly implied that God's promises of prosperity and success is dependent on you reading this book and doing what it says. What a timely word for today, isn't it? God says to do these two things. Number one, meditate in the Bible in the morning and in the evening. Whatever you can. Do a devotional in the morning. Or if you're an early bird, rise up early, and while you're fresh, spend some quality time with God and in His Word. If you are a night owl, then do the opposite. While the world is sleeping, get out your Bible and take and soak in the Word of God. It'll change your life. I guarantee. Not only that, God guarantees it'll change your life. Read on. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now Joshua was about to embark on serious times in his life. And for encouragement and strength, God told him to read his Bible. Church, you too are already knee-deep in troublesome times right now. And if you want to have success, if you want to have the Midas touch, then spend time in the Word of God. That's my encouragement to you today. Spend time in the Word. This is where God speaks to you. From me, your pastor, and from your Bible and your personal time with Him. Look, I guarantee you, you can hear it from me. When you stop hearing it from me, you got to hire another pastor. The church pays that I hear from God and share it with you. Right? I'm the herald, the preacher. I tell you what God shares with me, I share it with you. What I go through in 167 hours for a week, you go through in the other one. Aren't you lucky? Here is one last word of advice spoken by David right before he died. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. If you'd like to turn there, you may. I'm going to keep reading. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in His ways. Keep His statutes, His commandments, His judgments, and His testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may fulfill His word which He spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons heed their way, to walk in their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he says, then you will not lack a man to sit on the throne of Israel. Now for a parting word from the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3. It says, God says, again, haven't you noticed it's been God speaking every time? God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And try or test me now on this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing, there won't be room enough to receive it. Now let me modernize this, since I don't believe that tithing is a New Testament law. But I believe giving is a New Testament principle. God is saying, If you give your best, your first fruits, to the house of God, which you attend on the Lord's day, then I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. This is your church. You all keep these doors open. You ensure that the word of God is preached each and every week to everyone who will listen. Not only that, God now is Island Community Church on his Rolodex, and he can send hungry people here that don't have a loaf of bread. Amen. Because of you, this is your church. You support Christians in Jerusalem for the love of peace. This is your church. But God promises and says to you, you can't outgive me. You cannot outgive me. That's what he says. Now, allow me once again to insert another one of my own if and thens. If you are not giving to the church and to God, then this promise does not apply to you. It applies to somebody else. You can take the hand out and you can just write N-A there. Because he's not talking to you. He's talking to someone else. And I don't care how much money you have. I don't care if you've got 2 cents. Try putting 2 cents in the offering plate. Look what Jesus said the last time he saw someone put 2 cents in the offering plate. He shut the whole place down. He said, do you see this woman? She just put 2 cents in the offering plate. And that's more than all of these rich people combined. Because she gave out of her poverty and everyone else out of their riches. Your giving keeps this place open. And God promises you cannot outgive him. If you give from your heart and if you support this church financially, then God will knock your socks off and bless you in return. Thank you. Now, on to the New Testament. Fascinating, isn't it? Have you learned anything yet? I have. Be gods, and the sky's the limit. Not even the sky, but beyond the sky, the third heaven. Okay, number 5 on your handout. Matthew 6:14. Let's turn there, please. Or it's on the handout if you don't want to, or if you don't have a Bible. Matthew 6:14. It says, Jesus speaking, if you, look at these first 3 words, other than the word for. If you forgive. Notice how conditional this is.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.